Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Saturday, December 21st at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and Spark R&D. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. 2 inches of snow fell overnight near Cook City. The rest of southwest Montana stayed dry. This morning, temperatures are in the 20s to low 30s with strong south and west winds. Breezy conditions will continue through the day, with mostly clear skies and mountain temperatures rising into the 30s and potentially low 40s. From Big Sky to West Yellowstone, there is widespread weak snow at the ground. This weak snow will be with us for weeks, if not months, to come. With each additional day without a load of new snow, this weak foundation is slowly adjusting, and you're becoming less likely to trigger a slide. However, triggering an avalanche remains possible if you find just the wrong spot. Signs of instability have become less frequent. Without these clues to guide you, the first sign of trouble may be triggering a slide. Remain wary of any slope with a cohesive slab above the weak snow at the ground. Wind-drifted areas are more likely to have this combination. Today, the avalanche danger is rated moderate. Triggering an avalanche remains possible today near Cook City on slopes with crusts and weak layers in the middle of the snowpack. Alex was in Cook City for the last couple days and was finding this facet crust combination still reactive on sunny slopes. He also found thin wind slabs forming yesterday. Without much new snow to move around, these slabs shouldn't be much of an issue on their own, but they're adding just enough weight to keep the weak layers mid-pack awake. Dig down to look for these weak layers. The snowpack is still relatively thin, so it won't take too long. Avalanches are possible, and the avalanche danger is moderate today in the mountains around Cook City. It's been 5 days since the last snowfall in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin Range, and the snowpack is generally stable. However, we still have a couple isolated avalanche concerns. Watch out for heavily wind-drifted pockets, particularly if you're getting into steeper terrain where a small slide could have big consequences. With the unseasonably warm temperatures and blue skies today, you could trigger a small loose snow slide near rocks on the sunniest slopes. Enjoy the temperate conditions, but keep avalanches in the back of your mind. For today, the avalanche danger is rated low in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.